Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
Earlier this year, we talked about how to prep your home for the hurricane season. But what do you do if you own a business? How do you prep your business for a hurricane? Well, here to help us out with that and joining us by phone is Ted Shep. Ted is the Executive Vice President of Commercial Banking at Axiom Bank. Ted, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Hi, Michael. It's good to be with you.
All right. So we kind of know what to do to prep our home. You know, there's certain things you do every year. What do you do when you have a business? It doesn't matter how big. I guess it does matter how big it is. But what's the most important thing you need to do right now?
By planning early, Michael, you can create a plan that will have you fully prepared in the event of a disaster. It really comes down to taking time to prepare and to really think things through for your individual business. No two businesses are the same, and each will have their own different needs in the event of a hurricane. And this is incredibly important because 40% of small businesses that close due to hurricane damage don't reopen. Now, think about that. 40% that close due to a hurricane don't reopen. That's a lot of lost wealth. That's a lot of lost jobs. That's a big impact on communities. So in order to prevent your business from being one of those that can't reopen, it's critical to prepare now.
All right. So that's a lot of people. So we're in the middle of hurricane season. What do we do right now?
The first thing that you can do for sure is to review all of your insurance coverages. And while that seems like a very simple piece of advice, what often doesn't happen is that one doesn't ask really specific questions. Water damage is a very weird and interesting thing in the insurance world. It's not as clear cut as you might think. And so just assuming that your property and casualty policy is enough, well, it may not be enough. Flood insurance may apply as well, and other types of water damage coverages. So review this with your agent. Make sure that you're asking really specific questions. What happens if my building gets flooded? What happens if I lose all of my inventory? And the other thing on the insurance side I would note is another overlooked item often is business interruption insurance. It's one thing to cover your equipment, your inventory, and things that get ruined, but what about the loss of revenue, right? So covering that revenue loss through business interruption insurance is very important as well.
Now, that's something that you've got to show what, I mean, all the numbers, right? I mean, you need to know what you're making and all that stuff so you can have a pretty good idea of what you're asking for, right?
You're exactly right. And that brings us really to another important thing here, and that's data. Making sure that your data is backed up and protected, your records, as you mentioned, to show what my revenue is. And that gets down to some basics. If you don't have a true data backup system like cloud technology or an offsite server, this gets harder and it's very risky. So at that point, you have to make sure that your data is backed up manually in a safe place. So you really have to protect those records. And on the physical plant side, as far as protecting your data, it also is smart to make sure that you have a good, clear list of assets, an asset listing, have that photograph documented. So that will help you during the claims process as well. But to your point, making sure that your financial records are safe, as well as any other contracts, anything of any value at all, it's just incredibly important that that's backed up and in a safe place.
Now, if your business depends on a lot of employees, or even if it doesn't, if you have some employees, what kind of things do we need to do if you're a business owner to, and as far as insurance is concerned, to cover them in the case they're there and they get hurt or things like that?
Well, on the employee side, that's the biggest challenge. We're, you know, at Axiom Bank, we have 21 locations. We have people all over the state. And really the first thing that you want to make sure is that everyone is safe. And that means making sure that we can communicate with our employees, that we can assist in evacuations. And it really starts, again, going back to planning, knowing where they are, not only from a work standpoint, but knowing where our employees live is important too. There are some of us that are going to be able to make it into work and to be able to assist. There are others that we have far bigger things to worry about, and that's to make sure that they're evacuated and safe. So again, going back to the planning process, really knowing where your employees are and being able to communicate with them during the times of a storm where you may lose cell phone coverage or you may lose certain means of communication that we take for granted. It could be as simple as a phone tree. It can be as simple as making sure that there are some sort of communications. Even we see people in situations like this using, you know, good old school walkie-talkies, Michael, to make sure that you can communicate. So it's incredibly important that you have a plan to get your folks to a safe place.
All right, so let's talk about after the storm. Now, say we get hit, like, okay, say we went through Irma and we've got some damage to deal with. What should we do as a business owner, you know, and not go running in there and start moving stuff around because that might mess everything up, right?
Yeah, so once the storm's over, you need a disaster recovery plan too. So it's not just developing that checklist or developing that plan of action that, hey, a hurricane is coming. We need to make sure that the business assets are safe, our employees are safe, we're insured properly, et cetera. Then, once it's over, you need a disaster recovery plan, too. At Axiom Bank, we update that twice a year. We're constantly looking at it and making sure that it's still relevant. And because businesses are dynamic, people get hired. We're a growing institution, so we always have to add to it. And then it becomes a question of how quickly can any small business or Axiom Bank, for that matter, how quickly can we serve customers? Again, how do we serve them? If I don't have my building available to me, you know, what do I do to take care of my customers' needs? And there's no stock answer to that. It really is something that requires you and your team sitting down around a table hashing all this out. And it's no fun. It's not selling. It's not taking care of customers. It's not the fun stuff that we get to do. It's hard work, but it is, it's the difference between your business surviving long-term or failing once these storms hit. So I think that the disaster recovery piece is essential, and that even gets down to banking. You know, if I'm trying to reopen my business and to serve customers, I also have to make sure that I have somebody who has internet access and has power that's able to transact business with their bank. So sometimes this is as complex as making sure, hey, 2 days ahead of this hurricane, I'm going to send somebody to Cincinnati, Ohio, or, you know, someplace pretty far away that I know is going to be safe, just to make sure that you can operate the way that you need to operate.
You talked about interruption of business insurance. Now, after the hurricane, say your business suffered some damages, is it better to just go there when you can, when it's clear, and just take a bunch of pictures and not really touch anything or move anything?
Yeah, you know, the insurance industry is really, really good at getting adjusters out quickly in situations like this. They're very, very good at it. But having said that, if there is a day, 2-3 day delay in that, I think it's far wiser to make sure that before you do anything, you film, photograph, and take extra care to make sure that the damage is recorded. And I would hesitate to do a whole lot until my insurance adjuster got on site and had a chance to work with me hands-on. And they are very, very good at it, but depending upon the severity of the storm, it can take some time for those folks to get into place. But I admire the insurance industry for how quickly they respond to these storms. But I would be very hesitant to do a whole lot, to move a whole lot, until they were on site.
Exactly, because you're thinking you're helping yourself by cleaning stuff up, but then you're just kind of removing basically the evidence of what happened.
You want to document very, very carefully, and that goes back again to this preparedness, making sure that you have supplies that you can count on in the interim versus having to try to salvage things, you know, things like disposable cameras even, or bottled water for your employees. It just all comes down to planning. What happens if we're going to be out of business a day, 3 days, a week, 3 weeks? How do we address all that and make sure that post-event that you're able to document it?
Especially if you have a larger business, all the things that we stock up on for our homes, you should have something like that at your business as well. And not only does it help you if you're there, but it's almost like an extra supply line.
Yeah, we see people, it's a great point. We see people that actually will hire mini storage units and put inventory, scatter the inventory around a certain region, just not knowing that, hey, if our main warehouse, if we're not able to get people in and out, meaning trucks and or rail or however you ship, you know, we need to have some inventory out and about where we can get to it. Larger businesses will do that. They'll scatter it not only locally, but they'll scatter it regionally. And Central Florida benefits from that in some ways because the coastal businesses tend to move things into the Central Florida area. And so we have a thriving mini storage business in Orlando for lots of good reasons. But that's a very wise thing to do, is to make sure, one, my disaster recovery supplies are in multiple areas that I can get to them. And secondly, that things that will allow me to operate the business and to keep business flowing are available. So we actually see people with larger companies who will take advantage of even mini storage spaces to make sure that they can continue to operate.
Well, that's it. Like you said, preparation is the key, and you could maybe get yourself back up quicker than most people because you've done this early prep. All right, so we talked about, you know, that you said one of the most important things was your data and all your contracts and your papers. And a lot of people, you know, just still have files, and those things are the first things that go usually. How important is it to have everything electronically, like in the cloud or just backed up on a thumb drive? How important is that?
It's incredibly important, Michael, not only for a disaster situation, but against cyber threats or break-in and theft. We think it's incredibly important that the data in any small business be properly backed up. And the technology today has made it so much easier to scan files and to back them up in the cloud or on outside servers. And that technology really has to be taken advantage of for lots of good reasons. But certainly when the roof goes and water is pouring into your business, there's not a lot that's going to help save those paper files. We're big fans of fireproof cabinets and waterproof cabinets. They tend, however, to still take a beating in these storms, if not in some cases just flat out get washed away. So the data piece, for a number of reasons, backing up your data in a safe and proper way is so important, not only during a hurricane, but for many other threats.
So the bottom line is prep. Now, you can contact the Small Business Administration and they can help you, or you can go to somebody like Ted Shep over at Axiom Bank, or whatever your bank is, because they have people that are ready to help you with that, right?
We do. We spend a lot of time with our customers talking about these issues and trying to help them think through. I would say also, Michael, there is a lot of good information out on the internet. There are plenty of good websites out there to help people get started, FEMA.gov, SBA.gov, and so forth. It's a Google search away from having some tools at your fingertips to help you, but absolutely call your insurance agent, call your banker, and call your CPA and take advantage of their knowledge and the people that have been through this to help you build your pre-hurricane plan and your disaster recovery plan.
Well, Ted Shep, thank you so much for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.